We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans who are listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports. This is Mr. Morgan, one of the hosts, and the other host, Mr. Austin. Did I say that? So number 165, who knows, who cares, how the fuck is it going, buddy?
Well, we're just going to move on past that. It's going all right. I told Morgan about it, but
rude.
I'm going to tell the podcast because I think it pertains to the podcast. So yesterday, well, the day before yesterday, actually.
Oh, I know what it is. I was like, what did you tell me that you haven't told the podcast yet?
But yeah. I don't know. So day before yesterday, I ordered some stuff online for delivery, and they had a special thing where you get a little extra gift when you order, and I got a little extra gift, and I thought it was a 30 milligram gift in the form of an edible, but as it turns out, it was a 300 milligram edible.
Are we talking like a gummy or
it was a gummy? Can? Yeah, it was a gummy. It was a blue raspberry gummy.
Ooh, tasty.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you're going to be alive or not for this recording today.
I think I'm a little gummy hungover because oh boy, man. For a while it was just kind of like, oh yeah, I'm doing okay. But I am an idiot, and I decided I wanted to eat half.
That you are.
So I ate half. So I got a little 150 milligram. And,
so was it like one massive gummy? Or
Yeah, it was just one big gummy, so I cut it in half. So, and that's the thing with them. You never know. I'm sure it wasn't a precise 150 or anything, but about that. And yeah, I
hell, 100 could have been on the one half.
I may have had 300 last night. I don't know, but no, it was good for sure. It's been a while since I've done that 5 milligrams, and I had some of the worst nightmares I've had in a long time. Woke up in the middle of the night just terrified.
That's the best. I need a good nightmare.
Love a good nightmare. And keep me up at night. That's great. And then an hour and a half later, it started getting light out, and I'm like, shit. Anyway, but yeah, it was good. I also, I know nobody really cares, but I got a cool new phone, and I'm really happy about it. I don't think I told you the best part of it. So I traded in my phone. There Gross. Was a deal. There was a deal on. And I thought I was going to get like $400 for my phone. Turns out I ended up getting $820. So
yeah, I've heard of this crazy deal that's going on right now. And I'm probably going to do the same.
Well, and this deal was specifically for me getting a flip or a fold. So the Flip 5 is this wild, I mean, we're back to flip phones, my friend.
No, like, I'm all for it. It's 100%.
Cool. And I one of the first things I did, because you can flip the screen up, I downloaded a Game Boy emulator so I could play Game Boy on my little Game Boy.
Dude, yes.
It's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. But
and I'm also in a new market for a new phone myself. So
well,
and we happen basically be the same, not exactly the same, but
what
we're like, we both use the same providers, but not the same provider.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm with Virgin, you're with
Rogers.
Oh, I thought it was Sestel or something.
No.
Okay, well,
Sestel's only in Saskatchewan, my man. I used to.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but yeah, it's pretty freaking cool. But other than that, not much is going on. How about yourself? I think something happened in between last episode and this episode, or maybe I'm missing my days up.
I think you're wrong.
Okay. Well,
because if you're hinting at my birthday or whatever, that happened the day before last episode.
Awkward.
Remember when I did the old man voice?
Oh, yeah. All right. My bad.
Which was performance of a lifetime, I must say. So go listen to episode 164.
Yeah, you really should.
For at least the intro, if nothing else.
Yes.
No, but I did do some things. Played some slow pitch on Sunday like I normally do. I'm going to do that again today. I actually helped the team win for once. I hit a 3-run home run.
Ooh.
See, and I have to hit it pretty far for this fat guy to get a home plate in one swing.
Oh my God.
It took me a while. You probably could have ran, grabbed a coffee, came back. I was still running and wobbling, as some people say.
Yeah.
But no, I was, it was fun. We won and all that stuff, so that's always better. And then did some work and whatnot. And then, what was it, Tuesday night, my girlfriend was out. Me and her went to Montana's. Had a great meal. Ooh, there.
Very nice.
Ordered way more food than we could have handled, so we had leftovers, which... not complaining. I got some ribs with fries and gravy, and we got the shrimp, which as an appetizer, amazing, and this garlic cheese bacon bread with like some ranch sauce on it. Was delicious. I'm getting hungry now talking about it. Fuck. And then after that, we went mini golf. She destroyed me. Turns out I suck at mini golf.
Whoops.
Awkward.
Awkward.
I think she beat me by like 7 or 8 strokes. It was not even close. But no, we had fun. It's been a while since I've played any mini golf myself. I'm not sure about you, if it's a regular current three or not, but
it definitely is not. But now that you mentioned it, I kind of want to do it.
It's a fun little date place to go. It is. I'll be honest.
100%. Go and get some food.
Have a little competition, which I think is very healthy in relationships.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And it's better than like a movie, because you can actually chit chat and all that stuff.
Totally. Movies are like low-key movies are terrible date ideas, because it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so let's sit with this person and just not talk for a couple hours.
It's something like, it's, you definitely don't want to do it this start of your relationship. Yeah. This has turned into a getting stone well game relationship.
Hey, that might be the podcast. New podcast, we'll see. Yeah, anyway,
I also got 2 new board games, because I want to get a couple board games that me and her could play together. A little less of the nerdy type that I play with my friends.
That's fair.
I got a game called Boop. I let
Okay.
her pick out some games, and she picked out whatever looked cute to her. And she likes cats, so she picked out a
Okay.
game with cats on it. And it's actually pretty fun. If you see Boop out there, I'm not going to go into details, but it's pretty fun. And then a game which we haven't tried yet. Again, she picked it because of what was on the box, and it's a raccoon. And it's called Raccoon Tycoon. So
Okay.
stay tuned on that one. I will have to play it and get back to you. Other than that, yeah, I think that's about all. I got some indoor dodgeball, I guess, starting up here in October. And I mean, I might as well. I already told Austin this. I might as well mention it now. I mean, it means nothing to whoever's listening, but my work schedule is going to be changing. So lots of people got the shitty end of the stick for once from my amazing, wonderful job. I got the better end of the deal. And instead of having Wednesdays off like I normally do, I get Mondays off with Saturday and Sundays. So, little 3-day weekend every time. So,
Nice.
yeah. The one downside of that is lots of time Monday is the stat, and I do like working the stat.
Oh, yeah.
But the odd times that it's Sunday or Friday, I mean. I'll be working that. So that's where we're at Morgan's life. Let's get to plugs so we can get to sports. And I'm actually really excited to get through football for once and then get to hockey because there's some stuff in hockey that I want to talk about.
Same here, but first things first, you're going to follow us at TSWGS Pat Pod on X,
Or
Twitter,
pad.
whatever the fuck, TSWGS Pod on TikTok, Instagram. You're going to follow me at Fitz D. Fitzgerald, not on TikTok though, because I got locked out of my old account. But this time, thankfully for you, the
Samesies,
fans,
actually.
thankfully for you, the fans, we get to keep the TSWGS pod one because that one I did not get locked out of. Anyway, yeah, you're gonna rate, review, download the podcast, tell your friends, let everyone know about this great new show that's been around for 4 years. And
Gross.
well, I guess this is our fourth year.
We're on our fourth, yeah.
Yeah,
Three full
but
years.
3 full years.
Never
That's
missed a beat.
kind of crazy, actually.
But yet, we keep doing the same thing and we expect different results. And
That probably means we're insane.
yeah.
But anyway, on that note, Morgan, got some plugs.
Yeah, fuck. Capture Morgan, too. Figure it out. You know,
Figure it
social
out from there.
media. Medio? Media.
Me social media.
Is that the title of this episode?
Social media.
Ah,
I'm gonna message that to you so I remember it.
gross. Football. Thanks for making my head beep, Austin.
No worries. Football, what's
What
going
was
on,
I
man?
doing? Football. I'm completely all on a different planet right now. I feel like
Sounds like
I
it.
did 300 milligrams of edibles or
Oh, you
300
did.
grams. That would be a fun time.
No, it wouldn't.
I
No, it wouldn't. There's 1,000 milligrams in 1 gram, dude. You would be on Jupiter.
would be discovering new planets, dude.
Oh yeah. Oh no, this galaxy, you're gone. You're in a different universe.
Challenge accepted.
Anyway.
Toronto versus Montreal. I would have to say this is definitely one of, oh no, the last game of the week was pretty good too. This one though was definitely up there for a very solid game, great game. I wasn't able to watch any of it because I was on the way to another football game that apparently happened and that I have to talk about. Gadoosh.
What?
That's a cartoon sound of a bullet going.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, that's.
Okay.
Anyways,
Well.
Toronto Argonauts, if they win this game against Montreal, they clinch the Eastern Final, first place or whatever. And they did that, but it was definitely, wow, I'm big, dude. It
If they win, and they did do that.
was a nail biter.
I'm biting my
23
nails
to
right now.
20. What?
What?
Are you talking when I'm talking?
I said I'm biting my nails right now. That's how much of a nail biter it
Well,
was.
I get what you're doing. You're doing what I do to you in the hockey.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fuck you. I
So the
love
Toronto
it.
Argonauts, if they win this game, which they did, continue.
You broke me. No, this game literally went right down to the wire. I was watching highlights, and because like a dummy, I forgot to record it. But the Montreal were going for the game tying field goal with 0 seconds left on the clock, and Toronto blocked the field goal
Damn.
to win the game. It was a hell of an effort by Montreal against a Toronto team, especially their defenses. So they're playing above everyone else. Like, this team's gelling together. Chad Kelly's playing great. He went 21 for 35, 275 yards, one touchdown. AJ Ouellette had an off game compared to most of his games, but he still had 10 carries for 53 yards. It's an average
And
of five.
touchdown.
Yeah, I had him on my fantasy draft, so I'm sorry, AJ. I'm guessing that's mostly my fault.
Probably.
Because that's how it usually goes for me. Lots of people like the week before they'll put a really good player on their roster, and then I'm like, oh, I should do that this week, and then. So they get, yeah, and it turns out not as great. But anyways, it's all about me and that's what counts.
That's true.
Why did you like go a mile away from the mic? That's so
Because
rude.
I was adjusting, okay?
Hey, adjust on your own time. You don't get paid to adjust right now.
I don't get paid to do any of
Cody Fajardo.
this.
He was playing like he gets paid. I think at one point he went like 11 straight or something like that. He went 30 for 39, 274 yards, one touchdown, one interception, which to my knowledge, Toronto's defense is leading the league for takeaways. And Toronto's also the most dangerous team off of turnovers, which is a terrible combination for other teams. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. It was a great game, but like I said, Toronto did do the thing that they had to do, which was win. And they did do the thing, which I mentioned, of clinching the Eastern Division. And we're still in September. They can start resting, guys. I mean, they have no more, well, until the playoffs. In the regular season, they have no more buys left. So I won't be surprised if, because at this point, there's going to be guys banged up. So we're going to start seeing players get some extra rest, heal up. And then Toronto and Montreal meet again in Toronto in the East Final. So that's my prediction. Because it's going to be Montreal versus Hamilton in the semifinal. And that's where we're at. Oh, yeah. Okay. More games to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite team.
Well, right now it might be coming Edmonton Elks with how they've been playing.
What did I tell you, man?
Winning four of their last five games.
Yeah.
First, I have to say, before I even say the score, Chris Jones, I know you're listening. You should have, I know you're one of our five listeners. You should.
That would be have, insane.
Chris Jones is a huge stoner, dude. You can tell.
Sure.
He should have played. No, I got my thought back. It took a little second there.
Yeah, it did.
He should have played Trey Ford a lot sooner. This is the first time seeing him live. Holy fuck, is he quick. They weren't kidding when they said his 40 is 4.5 seconds. And he's a quarterback.
Which is wild.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And I played a little bit of football. Yes, it was high school football. And having those people under the 5 second mark, I can tell you from experience, it's not fun. If you break containment on them, they're gone. He was turning, which 90% of the time against any other team, it would have been a sack on the quarterback, and then somehow he's 30 yards down the field. In a blink of an eye, it was stupid. Although, like all games this year, and it's starting to piss me off. I mean, I should say the score now. The Elks won 36-27 over the Rough Riders in Regina. And Sask, they actually were by far the better team in the first half. The defense was decently solid. They were struggling against Trey Ford all game. But they're, keeping them out of the end zone for the most part. They got a touchdown in the second quarter. But then the fourth quarter happened, and it seemed like they could not stop them worse shit. And it pisses me off because now the Elks are tied with Calgary in the standings. Mm-hmm. Who saw that coming? Everyone, put your fucking hand down. You're a fucking liar.
I did. I told you. After they went back-to-back games, I was like, Edmonton's back, baby. I told you.
Yeah, but that was after they already started winning. you did not see this coming when they're 4-0 and 9.
That may be true. That's beside the point.
Like, it's since that point, they've only lost one game. They're 4-10. Like I said, already tied with Calgary. Luckily, the Riders did play the first two games against Edmonton earlier in the season, so they already have the season series in them. So if they end up tied, they'll win that tiebreaker. So that's one thing that the Riders have going for them right now in the standings. But with some of the other results, they're tied with Hamilton in the East and Montreal, I believe. I actually have it up here somewhere. I have it somewhere. I don't have it anymore. Oh, no, I found it. Yeah, they're tied with Montreal and Hamilton. Like, as it sits right now, we're not going to see a crossover. But with how Edmonton's been playing, Calgary, they've been playing slightly better than lately as well. Although both their games were against Edmonton, some people might be like, well, you only won one of those games, so is that really better? But I'm telling you, Edmonton, they're a different beast right now.
Yeah. 4-5 is no easy feat, especially considering how bad they started.
Yeah. Trey Ford went 13 for 20, 173 yards, one touchdown, one interception. He had 8 carries as well for 70 yards, one touchdown. Kevin Brown, he started the season off slow in the last few games. All of a sudden, when Trey Ford came in, it freed him up a lot. He had 19 carries, 175 yards,
dang,
and one touchdown. That is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like, Edmonton had more rushing yards than the Riders had passing yards, which,
oh boy,
isn't good. It's bad.
Is that your expert analysis, Morgan?
Yeah. You can't go anywhere else to get that type of expertise.
That's why you should sign up for our Patreon. Only $300 a month.
Oh, well, I thought it was going to be $3 billion, but
that seems a little excessive.
It's excessive for us to have a Patreon, dude.
Anyway.
Jake Dougella, he didn't play horrible. He went 20 for 34, 213 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. But it was the Riders' defense that the last few games they've just have not played up to the skill level that they're capable of. And it's very frustrating. Like, I believe they're last for point differential. Prior to this game, in the games that they lost, they gave up, what was it? I think they said 114 points. Which is absolutely insane. That's in 6 games.
Damn.
Or like that's the point different. I don't know. It wasn't a good stat, so I wasn't really listening all that closely.
Okay.
But I want to keep moving along because I know we got a little bit of hockey to talk about. Winnipeg versus Hamilton. In Hamilton, Hamilton won 29-23. Yeah, I'm going with it. 29-23 over Winnipeg.
Jesus.
In this game, well, I have mixed emotions. One, I really wish they played this, Winnipeg played this badly against the Riders and the Banner Bull would have been nice. But I feel like they used a lot of their energy in that game, even though they really didn't have to. But just mentally, it would have been exhausting to play the Riders back to back and then go to Hamilton. But more power to Hamilton to be the underdogs and come up with this win. Zach Caleros had one of his shittier games of the season. As far as stats goes, he went 21-35. Lots of yards, 344 yards, two touchdowns. But the three picks is what really cost him the game.
Yeah.
Let's see. Taylor Powell went 20-26. 236 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Perfect game management type of game. And some of these young quarterbacks, I know it's because the starters got injured and all that stuff, and you don't want to see that, but they're making the most of their opportunity.
They're moking the most of it.
They're moking the mace of their based opportunity. What am I saying now? They're doing good things, okay? That's what
Again,
we need to know.
Where else are you going to get this kind of expert level analysis? Tune in next week where we introduce our Patreon.
Yeah. Oh, we should come up with a Patreon. I'll laugh if people sign up for it.
Why? Why would they? There's no reason to.
It's
we
not
just
like
give
we're...
it away for free.
Oh, no. $300.
Well, no, but they can just get the podcast for free. So why would you?
We would put extra content on there, of course.
Oh, God.
It wouldn't be good extra content, but it would be extra.
Anyway.
Moving on to the last game of the week.
The game that Ottawa thought they won.
And quite frankly, should have won.
Should have won. After the third, you definitely would have thought, wow, Ottawa has this one in the bag.
Hell, they were still up by 16 with less than half of the fourth quarter to go.
So, and then it just kind of fell apart.
And lost 41-37 by the BC Lions. That transition... I'm a motherfucking pro, yo.
Yeah.
And then I ruined it with that.
Yeah, pointing out how good the transition is kind of ruins it.
No, I'll take it. But Dustin Crum, he actually got a little bit of, you could say, his own payback because someone else had the Crum back on him. Like, you know, BC Lions. Get it? This is where you're supposed to be a good friend, Austin, and laugh. Thanks, buddy.
I got you.
He went 19-30, 233 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. With that stat alone, you might be like, how the hell did they score 37 points? Well, he ran for three touchdowns, so that's how. Okay,
that helps.
That does help. BC Lions down for most of this game. Hell, this game even had stuff that I forgot existed in the CFL, like a missed point after, ran back for 2 points for Ottawa. I can't remember last time I saw that happen. I was like, oh, yeah, that rule is a thing.
I'm like, oh, yeah, all right.
But no, like, when I was watching this game, I thought for sure that it's going to be another upset. But, I mean, now that BC won, they're making a run for the first place in the West, which I would rather have BC in first over Winnipeg, because fuck Winnipeg. Yeah, I know the Riders also suck, so they don't have a chance in hell at that matter. So at this point, I think the Riders will be lucky if they make the playoffs. No, that's not true. They'll still make the playoffs, but they're one and done. Anyways, Vernon Adams Jr. went 26 for 37, 325 yards, three touchdowns, three interceptions. To me, that's prime example of someone that just does not give up. He, like we already mentioned, Ottawa was up for 90% of this game, but BC kept clawing. Hat Lions clawing, get it?
Jesus Christ.
That was not even on purpose. That's how good I am.
It's just how damn good you are.
Yeah, but fuck it. That's all I got for CFL. Good. I do have some quick NFL news.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers, he is a quarterback, if you haven't heard.
If you haven't heard of Aaron Rodgers, what do you
think? Then why are you listening to a sports podcast?
That's a great point.
I mean, please don't go anywhere.
But don't go. We don't need you.
No, we do.
We got plenty of listeners. We got plenty of downloads every week. Multiple.
Just because you download it with more than one phone.
Why do you think I got my new phone?
He was supposed to be the answer to the Jets. And it was going well for about three plays until, unfortunately, he tore his Achilles out for the season. And at his age, because he was considering retiring before this season, he's 39 years old. It might be a career-ending injury, which is absolutely awful to see a quarterback or any player on.
No, just a quarterback.
Just quarterback on his level. To go out this way, it would be. Like, I'm a Aaron Rodgers fan. I don't know about you, but I know he's a little quirky at times. going on his little retreats and all that stuff. But
yeah, but the dude knows how to throw a ball.
That's good, since that's his job.
I know. That's all right.
I mean, the Jets did win this game. This was week one. Although, little CFL connection, they did release Chris Streveler before, obviously, it was before Aaron Rodgers got injured. So I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Streveler ends back up with New York.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, fuck you, Austin. That's all I have for football. You can talk hockey, go, run, be free.
Thank God. It's about time. So we got some hockey news this week.
Oh, shit. I did mumble on for a while. Oh, fuck you anyways.
Oh, hold on. Oh, hey. There we go.
I'm drinking water now.
That's good. So we got some new captains in the NHL.
Gulp.
First up in Winnipeg, we have Adam Lowry. Adam Lowry.
This is kind of shocking for me.
See, it doesn't surprise me too much. Adam Lowry's been there for years. He's played there since 2014. Like 9 years he's been there. He's heart and soul player. He's not necessarily your top scorer or anything like that, but everything I've heard, he's just a good dude. He plays the game well. He's off the ice. He's also a good dude, I think, everything I've heard. I think this is a good move for them. It almost reminds me, now I'm not saying they're the same type of guy, but like I always bring it back to the Canucks with Lyndon. Because Lyndon was the captain for a while, and he was never necessarily, or not very often, the top scorer, but he was arguably one of the best leaders in the game. So, I don't know. I like it. I like it for the Jets. They got some changes with Blake Wheeler being out. Rumors about Scheifele, Connor, Hellebuck. It's good to have a little consistency there with the Lowry.
I'm not going to lie on that front. It is nice to, at the very least, it directs some of the tension from the other stuff onto something a little bit more positive.
Yes, definitely.
When it becomes Jets, which can go a long way. I don't know. Adam Lowry, I can't say his last name. That's basically why I didn't want him to be the captain. Enough said.
Fair. So this next captain is obviously close to my interest, but also there's an interesting kind of funny thing about the picture that they used to announce it. So Quinn Hughes has become the 15th captain in the Canucks history. He's also the first defenseman since 1991. And I like the move. Quinn Hughes is an excellent young defenseman, offensive defenseman for sure. His defensive game has definitely been getting better, but he's just silky smooth with the puck. He's not a big dude, but he'll use his agility and his speed to get around you or to catch up to you. And I like it. He's on the younger side, but obviously the organization sees in him what they want in a captain. And I dig it. But before I let you say anything about this, I just want to mention this kind of funny story here. So the picture that the Canucks posted, this Canucks social media team posted, announcing Quinn Hughes as the 15th captain. If you'll notice in the background of the picture, I don't know if you're looking at it or not, if you've seen it.
I am, yeah.
They have kind of the pictures of all the former captains. Well, almost. all of their former captains. So they have every single captain that has been a captain for the Canucks, except for Marc Messier. Because all Canucks fans, pretty much all Canucks fans unanimously hate Marc Messier. He was just famously bad. I'm not going to get into it. A lot of people like him, right? Obviously, Oilers fans, Rangers fans, but he was not good with the Canucks. It was just a bad time. But anyway, I just found it quite entertaining that they included every single captain except for him. I just thought that was a little petty, and I thought it was hilarious. But moving on to something. Oh, sorry.
What were you gonna I was just going to say, I personally think that they should have just gone the whole have the goalie be the captain, but not actually the captain route again.
Yeah, it's such a weird. I don't know. It's
because that was hilarious, and I loved it.
What's that?
When they made Luongo the captain, but not. But,
yeah.
Actually, yeah.
He had the C on his mask.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't allowed time. To have it on the jersey. Ridiculous. So we got one more story here before we got some predictions and good stuff that we've teased last week. So it's not a fun story. It's a frustrating story. Not a shocking story. So earlier this offseason, the Columbus Blue Jackets hired Mike Babcock. Mike Babcock had been away from the NHL for a couple of years after it came out that he had some questionable coaching methods. I'm not going to get into that. There's lots of material out there that you can look at if you're curious. But the Columbus Blue Jackets decided to take a chance on Mike Babcock. And before the puck is dropped, even on the preseason, there's already a situation.
Controversy?
Now, controversy, whatever you want to call it. So earlier, I think it was this week, I believe, on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast, Paul Bissonnette, one of the members on there, basically mentioned he had been hearing from some players on the team that they were asked to essentially display information from their phones, whether it's photos, whatever, and it made them uncomfortable. And they didn't like that. They weren't.
Which I wouldn't.
Neither would I. And then the Columbus Blue Jackets and Babcock came out and basically said, no, that's misrepresentative. It's not exactly how it went down. It was just pictures of family, blah, blah, blah. So you got two sides here. And it's serious enough where the NHLPA has now decided to review these interactions and see what's going on here. I think this is the exact kind of thing that I'm like, why would you even hire the guy in the first place? Like, the season hasn't even started yet. And you know what? Let's just do a little quick research here, you know, because well, people will bring up, you know,
yeah,
he's an incredible coach. He's, you know, the best in the world, blah, 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 or not the best in the world, but you know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
While you're looking that up, if I was Johnny Gaudreau, and I know we've talked about this when Blue Jackets first
hired
Babcock, but if I was Johnny, I'd be like, oh my god, I just left Calgary to try and get away from dumb bullshit, and
here I am again. So, Mike Babcock, when do you think the last time was that he made it past the second round.
Well, I know he didn't do it with Toronto.
Nope.
Back in the Detroit days?
Oh, yeah. 2008-2009. And they were Western Conference champs. And every year since, nothing doing. And I just...
Like, he used to have good, solid teams with Detroit, but lots of that, I believe, had to do with the players.
That's the thing, dude. He, okay, yeah, sure. Mike Babcock may have been a pretty good coach, but okay. So you have a team with fucking Henrik Zetterberg, Pavel Datsyuk, Nicholas Cronwall, Nicholas Lidstrom, Chris Osgood, fucking Brian Rafalski, all these, like, Holmstrom, Filppula, Franz. I keep thinking of guys because it was such a stacked team.
Yeah, and it's also guys that been there, done that. They're, you know, back then it was more grittier of a time, and they, you know, they probably put up with his bullshit a little bit more, but now people, I mean, I don't know if they ever had to show their pictures before or not, but yeah, it's just a weird request. It's strange.
It is. And I think, too, part of the divide is some players, some of the older players are a little bit more okay with it, whereas some of the younger players are a little bit more like, I don't know how I feel about that. And I think that's fair. I think it's fair to not be okay with that.
Yeah, so it will be interesting to see what comes forth of this whole situation.
Yeah.
Because like you mentioned, it's still under review and all that stuff. Still real fresh, but yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, fuck it, time will tell. Fuck, I hate you. Do we start making merch on that?
Well, guess what? When our Patreon takes off. So, we got some predictions. We got some stuff to talk about. We got a new season coming up here pretty darn quickly, right around the corner. And, boy, oh boy, am I excited.
Me too, my friend. Me too.
But, oh, dear God, I lost what I was looking at here. Shit, son of a bitch, fuck. Pardon my language there. Actually, don't. Don't pardon my language.
What if I want to?
I don't care. Come on. But, yeah, so I don't know. Let's see where we're going with this. But
yeah, we're just going to free roam it. We'll see
what comes out. But I do think, like, a couple things. So, last season, Boston obviously, you know, set the record for best regular season, 135 points, only to be fucking reverse swept in the first round. And I don't think they're going to do nearly as good this year.
No, they lost a lot, definitely down, especially down the center.
Losing Patrice Bergeron is a huge blow. Also, yeah. Losing David Krejci, huge blow. Pavel Zacha, I believe, is supposed to be their first line center, and I just, buddy, that's rough. I don't know, man. Like, last year, holy shit, I'm just looking at the stats. My God. In the regular season, they lost 4 games in regulation at home.
Yeah, it's stupid.
That's insane. That's actually, that's stupid. But they're going to have a drop-off for sure. Like, they had 135 points. I wouldn't be shocked to see them blow 100 points. It wouldn't surprise me.
I think it might. I know we're going to do a little bit of quick predictions and stuff for them, but I think it's going to be a struggle for them to make the playoffs this year.
I, yeah, I don't know. They might be like wild card or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So here's the thing too. Toronto, I think they're going to not get as many points in the regular season. But I don't think that that's going to make them worse in the playoffs. And in fact, I think it'll actually be better in the playoffs. Because of the changes they've made, right? Bringing in Tyler Bertuzzi, Max Domi, Ryan Reeves. Like, this is now becoming a team that you don't fuck with.
Yes, they didn't bring in more scoring because they don't need more scoring with the players they already have.
They need to be a team that you don't like to play against. You know, they need to be a team where it's like, fuck, we got the Leafs. You know?
Yeah, because prior it was, okay, as long as we score five-plus goals, we're probably going to win.
Or just fuck them up physically, right?
Yeah.
Like the Panthers did in the playoffs. It was... They were lacking that edge, I think. And they had the scoring with the edge now, I think. But that's the thing. With the edge, you do lose a little bit in the regular season, more penalties, shit like that. But they're going to make the playoffs, obviously. And I think, hear me out, Toronto might make it past the second round.
I have a bolder prediction. I will save that till the end.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, okay. I think a lot of people are counting out Tampa Bay. I don't think we should, because this is a team that still has Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos, Brayden Point, Mikhail Sergachev, Victor Hedman, and Vasilevsky. Like, Vasilevsky is incredible.
Yeah, until I see any type of signs of him actually having a shitty year, there's no reason for me to believe that he's going to.
No, and he just keeps doing it. Like, there's an argument to be made that, like, he might already could possibly make the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
multiple cups, Vezna's, the amount
just with the cups alone.
Like, I mean, I don't know, man. It's,
because he wasn't
still young,
and he would, like, you know, wasn't, wow, I can't speak. He didn't just win those cups as like a backup goalie or anything like that. He
oh, no, no,
the main part of those cups,
yeah. Never count out Tampa Bay until they lose this core, because this core has proven they have what it takes, multiple times. So, Florida is a bit risky. Right, because
yeah, they're literally a wild card, and they might still be in the wild card race.
Well, and here's the thing, right? Bobrovsky wasn't even good during the regular season, he was only good in the playoffs. So, and he was really good in the playoffs. But with Bobrovsky, you usually it's like 1 year he's best cop, number one cop in the force, and the next year he is useless. So, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on in Florida. I don't know how they're going to do. And
I do think they're going to have a slow start to the regular season because of how much shit they went through in the playoffs. It's going to take some time for lots of star players to probably fully be healed up, if I'm being honest.
Even like Kachuk was saying he's pretty much filled up, ready to go, which is good. Good for them.
He always is.
Well, fair enough.
As long as he has a bucket of mouthguards to chew on, he's fine.
Fair. Now, here's the team to look out for. Buffalo Sabres.
Interesting.
This is a team to watch, man. They got a great young team. They got Tage Thompson. They got other guys, I can't remember the names right now. I'm terrible, but like Casey Mittelstadt, you got fucking Alex Tuck, Peyton Krebs. You got Rasmus Dahlin has been excellent. Owen Powers and the other young good defense. This team is heading in the right direction, and they were not far from the playoffs last year. In fact, they were 1 point out of the playoffs Florida beat them by 1 point to get into the playoffs. So I could see Buffalo, you know, a puck bounce goes a different way this year. Buffalo, or last year, Buffalo's in. So I don't know. I see them making the playoffs this year.
Well, yeah, I did forget that they were very close last year, but you could be right. It could be like a Boston, Florida, Sabres, all three of them fighting for
last spots.
Yeah, last wild card spots. Because I think Senators is going to be, I don't know, I have a hunch that they're going to be a lot scarier of a team this year than we think. And yeah, I see they make the playoffs, and I think it's, they might even, you know, give teams like Tampa Bay and stuff a little run for their money too, because I think they're going to be good this year. I just have a gut feeling, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, well, I agree with you, and I disagree with you.
Ooh.
I do agree with the fact that Ottawa is, I like their odds of potentially making the playoffs, but they got a great young team, right? I'm not going to list off the guys because my memory sucks sometimes, but they do have great young talent. They've brought in a goalie. I can't remember which goalie they brought in. They've brought in Tarasenko on a one-year deal. See if he can – he's going to be wanting to play for a big contract, so he's got incentive to really crank it up this year. And I think he'll play well with the young guys in Ottawa. However, when you bring up things like, oh, you know, they'll give Tampa a run, I don't think so. I don't think they're there yet. And Tampa,
I think in the regular season they are, but
the playoffs are
playoffs is a different animal. But I think in the regular season they're going to surprise a lot of teams this year.
I think you're right. But it's a 7-game series potentially. Right, minimum 4 games against a team like Tampa Bay, who can just stifle you and slow you down and shut you down and grind you out, and then also fucking light you up. That's a risky one, but yeah, I think they're gonna have a much better regular season.
This division is going to be a bloodbath this year, I think.
I agree, except for these last two teams, because
Detroit, we can really just skip over them.
Detroit and Montreal, I just don't see it. I mean, Montreal, I think, is going to do a little better than 68 points. But, yeah. Yeah. Next up.
It's going to be a little longer of an episode, but whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. We got the Metro. And I think it's honestly, I don't think there's going to be tons of changes in the Metro in terms of standings.
No.
Carolina, I think, is still solid. New Jersey, right there as well. And they've added, right? They brought in Toffoli. They brought in other people. I can't remember right now. Fuck. But, yeah, New York might take a little bit of a dip.
Which one?
Rangers, just losing Tarasenko, and probably Patrick Kane, I believe, as well, although I don't know if he was a huge contributor. But as long as they have Shesterkin in net, man, they can, you know.
Yeah, that's another goal until he gives me a reason to believe that he might be slipping off.
Yeah.
Like he's solid, and I don't know his exact age, but I don't think he's very old or anything like that yet. So,
I think the Islanders are going to take a dip. I don't know what they're doing, man. They're not.
Well, they got Bo Horvat, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and he stopped scoring once he got there, and then they signed him to a big old contract. So, we'll see how that goes. But I don't know, man. They're just not. I don't know what they're doing.
I do think the Blue Jackets are going to be greatly improved this year. They're not going to be the bottom, one of the bottom feeders this
year. I agree.
I even think they're going to make the playoffs.
I don't know about that, buddy. They had 59 points last year.
I know, but as long as they can get past this preseason bullshit that's going on right now.
Dude, they had almost 50 regulation losses.
Yeah, but I'm a strong believer that lots of that was on purpose.
Okay. Well, and they did get Adam Fantilli, who is incredible. Great young player in the draft. Obviously, they didn't get Bedard, but...
Yeah, I think they really, really wanted the Bedard and Goudreau combo.
Everybody wanted the Bedard and X combo.
Well, he already got, a hat trick?
But credit to Columbus, so did Adam Fantilli.
Fair.
But anyway... Pittsburgh, I think, is going to be back in the playoffs next year. But it could go one of two ways, right? So they brought in Erik Karlsson, obviously, the big trade for Erik Karlsson. He might repeat this year's performance, and if he does, I think, yeah, they'll get into the playoffs. But, what if we get Erik Karlsson of a couple years ago, who can barely turn left and can't really score much, you know? What if they spend all this assets for nothing? Wouldn't be a great look for Kyle Dubas early on in his president and GM position.
That's true. I do have a question for you before I forget.
Okay.
Capitals. Ovechkin. How many goals he's getting this year?
Ooh, good question.
Little prediction. I'm going to throw out a number after you as well.
Fair. Well, so here's the thing. He needs 73 goals to pass Wayne Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
Which, first of all, holy shit.
Yeah.
Can we just say holy shit, okay? This is...
I remember growing up being like, this is a record that will never be broken.
Like, there's definitely some Gretzky records that have been broken and can be broken a little bit more realistically.
Yes.
But the longevity that it requires, right? The longevity of the quality of career. Now, here's the thing. Wayne Gretzky scored 894 goals in 20 years, 20 seasons. Ovechkin's played 18 seasons. So he might even do it a little bit quicker. In fact, if he scores 35 goals a season, he's about on the same pace. But this year, I think he's going to put up 45. I think this is the year for Washington. I don't think they care if they win or if they go to the playoffs. We are now officially, for the Washington Capitals at least, on Ovechkin goal watch. And that's all really they have to look forward to. And that's what happens, right? It's the end of an era, right? So they got a cup out of it. They probably should have gotten more, but they kept running into Pittsburgh, who also had a generational talent. But yeah, it's just watch that goal counter because,
I think he's actually going to do slightly better than what you're predicting. And the entire time before you even said your number, I had a number in my head. That was 47.
Ooh. Okay, so we're both pretty close on our predictions in terms of between each other.
I am agreeing with you the whole, we're just at this point on Ovechkin watch. Maybe they squeak into the playoffs. Just because some of the other teams, they're, you know, the Flyers.
The Flyers are tragic.
Possibly. Like, this is how I feel like it's going to go down. It's going to be between the Blue Jackets and the Capitals for one of the last wild card spots.
Interesting. Okay.
Capitals might take it just because of veteran leadership. But they're not getting past the first round. I don't care who they go against. The Penguins, though, they have potential to kind of be like what the Boston Bruins were last year and be like, okay, this is probably our last hoorah with this core group. Let's leave everything out there. I feel like they're actually going to have a stellar of a regular season.
Interesting. Okay.
Possibly even first in the entire... Yeah, I'm going to say it first in the entire East Division.
Wow.
Crosby's going to have one of his better seasons of his career.
Okay.
And same with Malkin. It's going to be mid-2000s all over again.
Oh, damn. We going back to 08, 09?
I think we are, dude.
Dang. Okay.
And I think they're going to make a run, and I think they're going to be in for the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
I don't know. I've yet to decide if they're going to win or not, but I think they're making a run for it this year.
Damn, dude. Okay.
Flyers, they're going to suck. Like always.
Oh, yeah. Flyers are going to suck for sure.
I think they're last in the league.
They might be, which is the year after they wanted to be.
Yep. And that is exactly what, what's his face? I'm drawing a blank on it. John
Tortorella.
That doesn't surprise me with him at the helm.
No.
He's such a bad coach. I mean, he had some success with the Canucks and stuff, but again, I think that is player based.
Tortorella did not have any success in Canucks.
Wasn't he around with like the Sedins and stuff, or am I?
He was at the tail end of their career.
Oh, okay.
It was after the Canucks were good. He was not there for... Alain Vigneault was the guy when they were good.
I just try and block that out of my memory as a young Flames fan.
Oh, that was the best times. Canucks would dominate everybody. But yeah. Not the Bruins, anyway.
And wasn't it like... Didn't they have another close call against the Islanders, I think?
The Rangers.
Rangers.
The year of my birth. My Borth, I said.
Well, on that note, do you have any other little quick predictions, anything like that we want to throw out there?
Predictions, but I found something kind of interesting that I wanted to share.
Okay.
So I have the top five oldest teams in the NHL on average and the top five youngest teams.
Oh, yes. I forgot that you sent that.
So, just a quick little thing. I thought it was interesting. So, the oldest, starting at number five, we have Carolina. They are 28.7 on average. Dallas, 28.8. The Islanders, 29. Washington, no surprise, 29.7. Having Ovechkin on your team doesn't help.
No.
But guess what? Pittsburgh, 30.8, because they got Crosby, Malkin, Letang. Those guys do not help the average. They are quite old. Now, in terms of young, we got New Jersey, 25.9. So that's the thing. New Jersey is going to be good for a while, I think, because they're already good. And they're young.
Let me guess. Ottawa's another team that's in the younger category.
Well, so Ottawa's actually sixth. They're 26.3 years old on average.
26.3,
yes. Yeah. The youngest team in the league, however, is Columbus at 25.5 years old.
Yeah, I think one of their older players is Goudreau, and
he's like 30.
No, I think he's under 30.
I don't think you're right.
Well, now we got to figure that out real quick.
Oh, yes, we do. Goudreau.
I think he's like 29, maybe turning 30 this year.
Johnny Goudreau is 30 years old.
Fuck.
Johnny Goudreau was born in August 13th, 1993.
Oh, yeah. I forgot, of course, he recently turned 30 this year. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right. Duh. Well, this has been a longer one, folks. We hope you enjoy. Next week, we got
the West.
Western. Something. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well.
What's next? Oh, yeah. Everyone out there, do what you want. Stay stoned, stay safe, whatever.
Thank you. Bye.